start reading in verse number 32, Proverbs 8, verse 32. The Bible says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Let's pray quickly and ask the Lord to bless. Lord, I ask that you bless now this message, and Lord, that you would speak clearly, and through your Holy Spirit, Lord, allow this to be a help, some instruction to someone this evening. Lord, to those that are here, Lord, bless them, give them something from your word. Lord, speak again so that we can hear you and give you praise and glory and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 8, I'm going to preach a little bit here about waiting. I'll turn the microphone on and then Chris can stop waiting, all right, for me to turn that on. I'm going to talk about waiting. And Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." As an old timer once told me, there's a difference between waiting and patiently waiting. There's a difference between those two. And the Bible says that we are to wait patiently for him. Now, the hard part about waiting on the Lord, really for anything, one of the things that's hard to wait is the anticipation of what God has. What is next? What does God have for the next thing? What is coming down the road? What does God want? What is it that's going to be there? And so the anticipation often is one of the hardest parts of waiting. The other thing that's hard part about waiting is when you're waiting, it seems like there's no action, right? It seems like when you have to wait on the Lord, sometimes it just seems like nothing is going on, and days turn to weeks, and hours turn to days, and months turn to years, and it seems like waiting on the Lord, there's no action, nothing's happening, and it can weigh on us. But this thing about waiting on the Lord is important. There are many, many important lessons that God teaches while we wait. I've seen too many Christians mess things up by not waiting on the Lord. Waiting is not wrong. Waiting is not wrong. Waiting might feel like that, oh, I should have everything figured out, and I should know the next step, and I should be able to know where I'm going, and be on the path, and be preparing for everything else. And waiting sometimes feels like, man, am I doing something wrong in my life? And we can look around at others who seem to not be waiting and seem to be full of activity, and they're full of doing things and moving, and just all the parts and pieces seem to be falling into place. And yet for others, it just, you're looking around and you feel like you're the only one that's waiting. And you might be the only one that's waiting. But if you're the only one that's waiting and God says to wait, it's the exact right thing to do. Waiting is never wrong when God says, wait. And so, like I said, there are many good things, there are many positive things. When we handle waiting correctly, there are many positive things that are happening while we wait. If we are doing what God wants us to do and searching out what God has, and he is saying wait, then there are positive things that God is teaching and showing, and there's things that we are learning while we wait. And I don't know which it is. I've never figured this out. I mean, it's kind of the chicken or the egg. Is it the fact that God has us waiting so we can learn things before he gives us the next step? Or is he waiting for us to learn things before he shows us the next step? I don't know which it is. I don't know which way it happens, but I know that the times that God has been telling me to wait and to hold on, There are things that I needed to learn. And when God finally opened up those doors of opportunity to move or to accomplish or to lead or direct or whatever he was doing, once those doors opened, I said, oh, I see now. I needed that time. I needed those lessons. I needed to learn. There were things that I thought I was ready to go 1,000 miles an hour, and the Lord said, not at all. And I remember we used to take a bike ride with my kids, we lived inside of the city limits in Rochester, New York, and we could take these trails, these walking trails and bike trails, and we could take those all the way downtown. There was a park down there, a little water park and some other things. And so we'd hop on our bikes. And this is when London was real little, and she'd be in the back. I'd be pulling the little bike trailer, you know, and she'd be sitting back there with juice and a blanket and whatever else. I'd be going down, and the other ones were on their bikes. We would get to these crosswalks, and we'd hit this button. And they have them around here, but the ones in New York were typical New York fashion. They were obnoxious, all right? And so you'd hit the little button to cross, and it would say, wait, wait, wait. I mean, loud and just letting you know you're not supposed to cross right now until you see the little person, you know? And so that's what it feels like, though, sometimes. When you're waiting on the Lord, it feels like just an obnoxious, the Lord saying, just wait, wait, wait. But it's for a reason. It's for a reason. And so a couple things about waiting and things that should be going on. And so I'd like to say this first, is that part of waiting is you need to wait for the will of God to be clear. All right, you need to wait for the will of God to be clear. And this can be about anything. This can be about anything. Listen, you don't want to move when God says stay. You don't want to stay when God says move. You want to follow what the Lord wants, but the will of God needs to be clear in your life before you make anything happen. And so what do you have to do? You can wait for the will of God to be clear. Look in verse 32. It says, now therefore, Proverbs 8:32, now therefore hearken unto me, ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. All right? The Lord has a way. The Lord has a way for your life. He has a way for your life, and he has a direction, and he has something he wants you to accomplish, and he reveals things to you as you need to know those, and he grows you as he needs to grow you. And so, but if you don't know what the will of the Lord is, then you better wait. You better wait. God is not in a hurry. He's not in a hurry. We're in a hurry. I'm impatient. I want, all right, work to be done. Let's do it. What are we supposed to do? Let's go. 1,000 miles an hour. Let's get this thing done. And the Lord goes, whoa, hold on. Hold on. We're not ready for that. You're not ready for it. They're not ready for it. Whatever the circumstance is, God says, no, just wait. Why? Because he's not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. If there's a direction and something to be done, let's get that thing done. Let's do it the best we can. Why wait around? Let's get it done. When I was working in the field doing electrical work, I'd get to a job and we might be remodeling the kitchen. I'd go into the kitchen, I'd look around and kind of figure out what's going on. You know, the people before, they don't care about your electrical wires. They're just ripping everything out and doing everything, and then they're like, okay, fix it. And so I'm looking at everything, and I was like, all right, this job needs to be done. And what did I want to do? Let's handle the worst possible thing first. Now, some people were like, no, I need to warm up to the worst possible thing. Not me. Let's handle the worst possible scenario. Okay, I have wires hanging out of the middle of a ceiling here that used to be switches, and now they have to go somewhere else. And so that looks terrible. All right, so what am I going to do? Let's handle that first. And why? Because, hey, there's something to be done. We know what needs to be done. Let's tackle it. Let's do the worst first. And then after that, the day is going to get easier. And that's just the type of person I am. But God's not in a hurry. God's never in a hurry. God's never, I'd be like, all right, Lord, just show me how to handle this thing. And he's like, just calm down a little bit. I'm like, no, this needs to be handled. You see it, I see it, everybody sees it. We got to get this thing done. And the Lord's like, oh, time out. Just pause. Just wait.
And so what do you and I need to do in this life is we need to learn how to wait for the will of God to be clear. Listen, waiting is not wasteful. It's not wasteful. It's not that God's like, oh man, I forgot to tell them. They're sitting over here for a week or two or months or years. Oh, I forgot to address this thing. Whoops, my bad. And the Lord says, okay, now's the time. He won't know. I'll just tell him now. Now, God doesn't do that. God's timing is always right. God's timing is always perfect. And waiting is not wasteful. Why? Because he has a way for you. That's what it says. It says that keep my ways. He has a way for you, a direction for you, a plan for you in his life. And sometimes the Lord says, wait. It's really frustrating when in our mind we say, oh, look, there's an open door. That's even a biblical term, Lord. See, look, Lord, there's an open door right there. And I'm just going to run on through and plow on through that thing. If you don't have any clear direction on the will of God, then you don't go kicking doors open and running through things without some caution and without the will of God. Why? Sometimes it's better to wait and to wait on things. So what do? We wait for the will of God. What else do we wait for? Well, we wait on answers from God. That's secondly what we wait on. Answers from God. Look in verse 34. It says, blessed is the man that heareth me. That heareth me. What are we waiting on? We're waiting on answers from God. Don't make any move in any direction unless you've heard from God. Don't do that. You're waiting to know what the will of God is, and you're waiting for that will of God to be clear. But God can reveal some things to you without giving you any answers on what exactly is supposed to happen. And so God can be moving and working on your heart and slowly revealing his will. But until you hear answers from God, until you hear from God, and you know that it's from God, then just hang on. Just sit still. Wait on the Lord. You can hear from God in all kinds of different ways. You can hear from God through his word. He reveals himself through his word. He reveals his will through his word. He speaks through his word. He speaks through preaching. He speaks through peace. Say what? What does that mean? That means God might not always say, do this thing. But when you realize that you understand what the will of the Lord is, and you're waiting for an answer from the Lord, and he gives his perfect peace about something, then that often is an answer from the Lord, and we have to exercise our faith in doing that. Sometimes it is a clear path. Sometimes the Lord he answers through a clear path where he hasn't put up any roadblocks, he hasn't put up anything. But the problem is, we need to know that it's from God. Because when I'm waiting, I will take any shade even close to green and turn it into a green light. Oh, that's it. That's the one. Was that green? I don't know. Pretty close. Let's go. It wasn't red. I saw it. It was something else. You know, was that yellow? Yeah, that means step on the gas, right? And hurry up before it turns red. Isn't that what it means? It's answers from God and being honest with ourselves to know, okay, this is what the Lord wants. This is an answer from the Lord. Waiting is not a weakness. Waiting's not weakness. Waiting doesn't mean that, well, Lord doesn't have anything for me, and I've been asking the Lord, and I think I have some direction from God, but I haven't heard any answers from the Lord. Listen, waiting is not a weakness. Waiting is not, oh, well, the Lord doesn't have any answers for them, but has answers for somebody else. And I don't know how it all works. I don't know why God does what he does. We can usually see it later, right? You know, hindsight, 20/20, it's always perfect. You know, we look back and go, oh, there it is. But man, when you're going through it and you're waiting, it's like, okay, well, we're doing this thing now. And I thought that's what the Lord wanted. And then you start to question, what's the Lord? I thought the Lord's will for my life was maybe this, but then you start to question what that will was. And it's this cycle. But man, listen, waiting on the Lord is not weakness. It is waiting for answers from the Lord. And if you've ever done anything without answers from the Lord, without knowing the will of God, and you stepped out and tried to do some things, whoops, not clear. That is not what I wanted to do. And yet waiting is not always easy. It's not easy. But we should be waiting for the will of God to be clear, and we should be waiting for answers from God. Here's another thing we should be waiting for. From verse number 33, it says, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. We should be waiting for instruction from God. Instruction from God. This is another important thing that God will do in His leading for anything. I'm not talking about going to the mission field tonight. I'm talking about very practical things that God has for us in our lives, and that we should be waiting on God until He gives us direction and until He gives us instruction. He'll give you instruction on what He wants for you to do. I think I know some of the will of God for my life, and God's given me some answers and some things. Yeah, but has He given you any instruction on how to do it? All right, I know no men in here have ever gotten that, you know, everything that you buy in the mail that has to be put together, you know what it comes with? It comes with this neat little piece of paper that you get to put into a ball and toss it in a trash can, right? That's what it's for, right? I mean, no, those are the instructions, all right? Have you ever been like, I know how to do this? You know, and you go to put something together, I can figure this thing out. It's only got 58 pieces. I can do this thing. You know, put the instructions aside, and you start putting everything together, and all of a sudden you're like, man, this thing is not working out the way I thought, right? Because the piece was upside down and backwards, and you put the thingamabob in the hole where the doojigger was supposed to go. And, I thought for sure. Wait on the instructions from the Lord. Wait on the instruction from God. Like the how. If He has something for you to do, He has something, something for you, the how would be good to know. The when. All right, I think I have all this figured out. Boy, I've gotten some answers from God. I think I know what God's will. How about the when are you supposed to do that? Obviously right now, because I've heard. I've gotten some answers from God, and I think I understand the will of God. Yeah, but what about the when? That'd be an important piece of information and instruction. The what, the where, the why are we doing this? You know, the why is always good to know before you charge into something. Wait a minute, why am I doing this? For what reason am I making these decisions? Because if God doesn't give instruction, and God doesn't get instruction with what He's leading and guiding and directing, maybe we should step back and question again, all right, let me go back to the will of God. Am I certain this is the will of God for me? Am I certain that this was answers from God? Or is this me with good intentions trying to get ahead of myself? We should wait for some instruction, because God will give instructions in His time. It says here, hear instruction and be wise. So you know what happens in that waiting? Waiting is wisdom. Waiting is wisdom. Waiting until God's instruction. Waiting until God has something directly for you, and you understand and you know how to do the task and you know how to do the job to the best of your ability. And God says, okay, maybe that waiting is for you to learn some things, like I mentioned. Maybe that waiting is for Him to give you some instruction so that when He finally says, okay, then now you're ready for the task. you're ready for the job. But you need to wait on instruction from the Lord. And we should be hearing it, by the way. We should be listening for it. There's nothing worse than somebody that says, I know how to do the job, and then they jump into the job and they can't do the job. That's terrible. It doesn't help anybody. Nobody gets help when you do that. I can do it. Jump into it. Yeah, we'll make it up as we go along. Nobody gets helped. The Lord's not getting helped when you jump into something when he hasn't given you instruction. You know what you're probably going to do? Make a mess of it. You know what I do sometimes? Where was that piece of paper that came with this? Oh, all right. Step one, did it, of course, obvious. Step two, oh, I missed that one. That was where this has all gone wrong, because I missed step two. And so we should wait for instruction from the Lord. That would be wisdom. Waiting is wisdom. And then there's this thing, this idea that somehow when we wait, that nothing should be happening. And, you know, one of the things about waiting, the Bible says this in Proverbs 27:18, he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Did you know that waiting doesn't mean inactivity? Waiting is not workless. Waiting doesn't mean this is what we have to do while we wait. Hey, why don't you get involved in something? I'm waiting on the Lord. And until he gives me answers and instruction in his will, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. That's not what waiting is. You know, while we're waiting, you know what we should do? We should wait on the tabernacle of God. We should wait on his place. We can get busy while we're waiting. We don't have to be lazy while we're, well, I can't do anything until God shows me directly what I'm supposed to do. No, there's plenty of things that we can get busy doing. Well, it used to be called, because of the definition, it used to be called waiting on tables. I don't know what really happens now in restaurants, but there's not a lot of work that's going on in restaurants. Don't get me started, all right? Don't get me started on this pet peeve of mine. In the old school, it meant when you waited on tables, it meant you did service for the table that you were waiting on. That's what it meant. When I waited on tables in high school and in college, it meant I was supposed to work. I was supposed to be, the service industry. People came in and paid good money to get their meals made for them and to have their water glass filled with water all of the time. All right, that's what it used to mean. Like I said, not sure what it means now. It means we're just here to collect a paycheck, and I guess I'm going to go off on it. I don't know. We're so inept now that we need a multitude of people to handle my table of four people. Somebody has to bring the food out. Somebody else has to refill my drink. Someone else has to come out and say, who are you and what do you want and what'd you do? They have no idea what's going on at our table. They bring the food out. Who had this? Here's an easy way to do it. If I take your order, I know what you got. If I bring your order out, I give you the food you ordered. And then everybody's pretty happy about it. And then I look around and I say, oh, they drank half their water. Maybe they want more. And I come by with the water and I refill it. I know, this sounds pretty crazy, right? I'm just prepping. If anyone has to get a job waiting tables, all right, I'm just kind of letting you know. I feel like if I went out and waited tables now, I could make a killing. Because it's inept now. But what was that? It's being busy. It's waiting. While we're waiting for the Lord, the part where we're kind of trying to do it patiently, we can be waiting on the things of the Lord around us. We can be being active in our church. Be active in doing something for the Lord while we're waiting for his will and for answers and for instruction. We can stay busy and be involved is what we can do. Waiting is not workless. It's not lazy. It's not inactivity. We can be doing something. We can be staying busy. Listen, I like to be busy. I like to be busy. I don't like sitting around and with nothing to do. I want to find something to do. I like to relax sometimes, but I'm getting better, I think, with age, maybe. But my wife used to be like, why don't you just relax? I'm like, I am relaxing. I'm freaking out about trying to find something to do. And so it's staying busy and staying involved. Listen, I mean, you can be involved in this church in a million ways. You can shake some hands. You can open a door for people. You can mow the lawn. You can rake some gravel. You can do door hangers. You can make a visit to somebody. You can use your talents for things going on in this church and things that need to be done. And what is it? It's staying busy. Staying busy. Because that's the other thing I've seen is people either run off as soon as they hear some message about something. They run off and they don't wait on the Lord at all. Or their idea of waiting is doing nothing. And then they sit around, they get lazy, and then pretty soon they don't even know when the Lord's talking to them because they're not paying attention anymore. Well, I guess the Lord doesn't have anything for me to do, and so I guess I'll just sit around here and do nothing. No, that's a terrible idea. Stay busy. Find something to do. Find some way to serve the Lord. He might not give you everything right off the bat. He might not open up all the doors of direction for you right off the bat. But it doesn't mean we do nothing. It doesn't mean that we just sit around and just wait. I'm just going to sit around here and wait for someone to tell me what to do. I'll wait for the pastor or the associate pastor or somebody to give me some kind of job. I'll just sit there and wait. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I told my kids when they started working their jobs and little things here and there, find something to do. If you go to work for somebody, find something to do. Be busy. And guess what will happen? It'll be rewarded. Because the boss will say, oh, they want to work. Hey, why don't you do this? I already did it. You know what kind of looks you'll get from the boss when you say, I looked for a job to do, and I saw a job to do, and I did that job? The bosses go, whoa, someone that takes initiative. And as a Christian, we should take some initiative for the Lord. And we should wait on the tabernacle of God. Stay busy. What should we do? Well, we should wait for the will of God. We should wait for answers from God. We should wait for instruction from God. And we should wait on the tabernacle of God. We should wait on His house. W-A-I-T. Wait. I'll go this direction for you. The will of God, answers from God, instruction of the Lord. And on the tabernacle, we should wait on those things. Turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse number 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Waiting is good. When the Lord says wait, it's the right thing to do. It's good to wait and find out what God has for you and what God wants in your life. He will lead and guide and direct. He will. He will do it. In those times when it seems like God's not answering, God's not saying anything, God's not doing anything, you know what that means? Wait. Wait. Wait until He gives you new direction. Once you have that new direction and you know it's from God, then you take that step. But until then, you wait. You wait on the Lord. And while you wait, you look for something to get busy doing. Get busy doing, show the Lord that you want to be involved, that you're not going to sit around and do nothing, that you're going to wait patiently on the Lord. And half the battle of waiting patiently is finding something else to do. The time goes a lot quicker when you find something to do than just sitting around waiting. All right, well, boy, I just waited all day long. No, get busy. Get busy doing something for the Lord. and you'll please him, and he is good to them that wait for him. He is good to them. He does give the answers. He does give direction. He does show you the next step. He does reveal his will. He does tell you how to do it once you get there and what's supposed to happen next. God is faithful. God is faithful. And if you have a heart to do anything for the Lord and you're waiting on him, and he sees that heart, he knows that heart, he's doing things for a reason in your life, and you just keep following after him, and when he opens those doors and reveals things to you, then you'll know it. You'll know it to be true, and you'll know it to be from God. And that's when you walk through those doors. That's when you do that job. That's when you take this thing and go in this direction. That's when you do it. And not a moment before. Not a moment before. Why? Because it's important to wait on the Lord, and good things are going on. Let's go ahead and bow our heads for prayer tonight. Lord, I know there's been times in my life when you've had me wait. And Lord, I didn't like it. Lord, I still don't like it. And Lord, I've learned enough now, though, to know that when you tell me to wait, it's for a good cause, it's for a good purpose. Lord, I've seen you work things in my life that I didn't know I needed. Lord, I've seen you give me growth in areas that I didn't know I needed growth. Lord, I've been waiting for answers at times in my life, and then when they finally came, Lord, I understood. When you finally gave direction, when you finally revealed your will, when you finally gave answers, Lord, I understood that the task at hand was much greater than I ever thought. And Lord, I pray that you'd help, Lord, any young person, anybody that's looking to do something for the Lord, Lord, whatever season of life that they're in, whatever place they are in their life, that you would continue, Lord, if you have them waiting, I pray that you'd give them comfort while they wait. You'd give them some insight while they wait. Lord, you'd give them something to do while they wait. Lord, and they'd fill their times with things that are profitable. Lord, their affection would be on things above, not on things on the earth. And Lord, that you'd do this. Lord, I know that you love us as your children. And Lord, there's nothing that you do that's wasted time or wasted energy. Lord, all things that you do are profitable. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to patiently wait while we can't see and we can't understand. Lord, and that you would slowly reveal things to us. Thank you again for your many blessings, your many mercies. Thank you again for those, Lord, that came out this evening to hear from you, Lord, and be merciful to those that didn't come tonight, Lord, if they're waiting. Lord, don't let them make any mistakes and run ahead and get out of place. Lord, I pray you'd help them. And well, thank you for all your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. You are dismissed.